From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Tonight, a winner-take-all Game 7 showdown for the Stanley Cup. It's the Tampa Bay Lightning hosting the Calgary Flames. And if the Flames win, it will be the first time since 1993 that a team from Canada has won the National Hockey League Championship. For the past 7 years, the Flames had missed the playoffs altogether. This year, they've been led to the finals by their captain, Jerome Iginla, who knows something about beating the odds, as Carolyn Jack reports.
Once that puck is on the ice, it's no surprise what makes Jerome Iginla a star. Iginla gets it in the net like few others, scoring more goals over the past 3 seasons than anyone else in the National Hockey League. 6'1 and over 200 pounds, Iginla is powerful and commands the ice. That ability with a stick has won 26-year-old Iginla an armful of trophies and made him an all-star player, a member of the 2002 Olympic gold medal team, and hockey hero to thousands of fans.
I think he controls the puck well, controls the whole ice, good team leader. Great guy. I think he could be the stuff superstars are made of. It's just the market is really small out there, so.
The best in the world is this guy. I love this guy. I'm hard.
For all the goals and all the awards, it's that certain something that makes fans adore him. Some people are even calling him Tiger Woods in pads. Fierce and focused on the ice, off ice, he's famously polite and charming in a sport that's notorious for thuggery. It wasn't obvious that he would become this kind of sports star. Iginla's dad is Nigerian. He left his home in Lagos for Canada in the mid-70s to study medicine. Jerome Arthur Lee Adekunle Tig Jr. Elvis Iginla came along a couple of years later. Growing up in Western Canada, Iginla had the same dream as all the other Canadian kids, as he told the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation in a recent exclusive interview.
You know, I always dreamt to be in the NHL and prayed to be in the NHL never thought of the odds people would say, kids would say, and not in a mean way or anything, but just, well, there's not really many black players in the NHL. So other guys I really looked up to were Grant Fuhr and Claude Vilgrain, who played in New Jersey, and Tony McKegney, and they were black hockey players that meant a lot to me, to following my dream, and to be able to say to the kids, there are. Look, there's a few. There might not be that many, but they're, and look at Grant Fuhr. He's winning Stanley Cups. He's an all-star. It is possible.
Now Jerome Iginla is getting a shot at realizing his dream, becoming the captain of a Stanley Cup winning team. For NPR News, I'm Carolyn Jack in Toronto.